So first of all, let me notify you that to my dismay, the coming 2 weeks, the shiur will not take place. I will be in Chutzlaretz. I'm leaving next week, Mitzvah Shabbos, and I'll be back a week later, Monday. So the next two Sundays, we will have no shiur. The next shiur, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, will take place the Sunday before Purim. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to be away for family simchas and for Avot HaSeder, but it's always a pity that we need from time to time to be mevatel a steady shiurim. So the topic we will be discussing this week is a very, very relevant one in Halacha, and it is Malen Bekoidesh Velo Moiridin. How does it fit into this week's parasha? A very interesting Yerushalmi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, as you have seen in Har Sinai, V'hakimoyso esa mishkon kimishpotoi kasher horeisu ba'or. And on this pasuk we find a very interesting Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi asks, what type of a mishpat refers to eitzim? After all, the koshim were wood. Elo, ezo keresh zochol enosem etzafoin, yenosem etzafoin, bedorein, yenosein, bedorein. So the Yerushalmi says, those koshim that were zoiche to be on tzafoin, they have the right to be on tzafoin. And you can't switch them to Dorim. What's east is east. What's north is north. And that is the Mishpat of Eitzim in accordance to Yerushalmi Shabbos, Perikud Beis Mishneh Gimel, Shabbos of Samech Tes Amud Beis. Many Achroinim offered the interpretation that this Yerushalmi deals with the basic halacha of Malan Bekoidesh Velo Moridin. Tzafoin has more Kedusha than Dorim because Kodshi Kodeshim, Shitosoin, and that is the Mishpat of Eitzim. And the Yerushalmi goes on to tell an interesting story. There were two families, the family of Reb Hoshaya and Bar Pazi. And their custom was every day they used to visit the Nosi. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, or the other Nasiim, I don't know in which period this was, but they used to visit the Nusiva. Have Ilan de Ravoshaya Olin Kadmoi Venafkin Kadmoi. So they had precedent. They had the first opportunity. They were the ones that went in to visit first. Adlan Ilan de Beipazi Ves Chatnus Benesiusa. And then the Shidduch was proposed, and the Bar Pazis became a Chutonim of the Nosi. So as Machutonim, they argued that they should have, you know, first chance. Osen boyin me'el kedemoi. So they wanted to go in first. We're machatonim, and they asked Rav Amy, and Rav Amy said, "V'achimoyso osem mishpat kimishpatoi v'chiyesh mishpat leitzim keresh zochar enosem betzofin enosem betzofin bedorim enosem bedorim." And the same would apply to human beings. That is the Yerushalmi, which is a very interesting Yerushalmi. Is that a Drosha Gemura or an Asmachta? That is up for discussion. But it is interesting to note that in Bavli, Menuchas Tzadik Tesemet Omet Aleph, Chazal find a different source for the halacha of Malan Bekoidesh Velo Moridin. And what is interesting that when we analyze the Gemura Menuchas Tzadik Tesemet Aleph, we realize that Malan Bekoidesh Velo Moridin is actually two different halachas. It might be two sides of the same coin, but Chazal bring two different sources. From where we know that Malan Bekoidesh, from where we know that Ein Moridin. It is not just the same concept expressed in a positive and in a negative formulation, because Yerushalmi brings two different sources, which seems to be quite interesting. So in Menuchas Tzadik Tesemet Aleph, the Gemara says, Menolon She'ein Moridin. And what is the context of the Gemara here? The context is Lechem HaKonim. So before the Heichel, there were Shnei Shulchanos. one of kesef, one of zohar, one of silver, one was gold. And the Gemara says, when they brought the lechem aponim into the heichal to be put on the shulchan, it was put on a shulchan of silver, of kesef. When it was taken out of the heichal, it was on a shulchan shel zohar, it was on gold. Why? Malam b'kodesh v'loy merinin. So at the beginning of the process, when it is taken out of the oven, put on a table, that is before the lechem aponim actually reaches the heichal, the kodesh, in that stage, it's put on a shulchan shel kesef. Coming out of the heichal, it is put on a shulchan shel zohar because malam b'kodesh v'lo moridin. And the Gemara asks, how do we know she'ein moridin? What is the source of ein moridin? So the Gemara brings an interesting source. Menolam de ein moridin. Omer Rebbe Yom Kro. V'yuka Moshe Mishkan. V'yitin es Adonov. V'yosem es Krosha. V'yitin es Bechov. V'yokem es Amudov. So Rashi explains, how do we know ein moridin? Well, Bezalel was the one that actually erected the Kalim. Moshe was the one that erected the Mishkan. And it is from here that we know Malam HaKodesh Vein Meridin. However, Rashi and Megillat HaChavah explains, it is from here that we know Malam, because Moshe was far greater than Bezalel. So stage number one was Bezalel. He actually built the Kalim. Who erected the Mishkan? That is stage number two. That is Moshe. So the Gemara says that it's from here that we learn Ein Moridin. Rashi in Megillat HaChavah Vav brings from the Tosefta, it is from here that we learn Malam. And the Gemara asks, Manolam de Malam b'Kodesh, Omer Rav Acha b'Yankov d'Yom HaKro, Es machtois achato amuele ben achshoisam, dealing with the machtois of Anshei Koirach, v'yosu oisam rekuei pachim tzipui lemezbeach. And those machtois were made tzipui lemezbeach, and it is from here that Chazal learned Malam b'Kodesh. Because originally those machtois were only tashmishi kedusha, and they became gufoi shel mesbeach. It is from here that we learn malin bekodesh. So the Gemara Menachos seems clearly to indicate malin bekodesh ve'emerin two halachas, because we learn these two halachas from two different sources. So how would we define these two halachas? Lechatzila we have to try to be malin bekodesh. Even if we can, it is a prohibition, ein moirid. The Orson Meichel Meshech Chachma has a very interesting comment, Nuan Adhorem Lemisha Amoron, going back to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Keresh Anosan B'Tzafoin, Lo Yenosan B'Doroim. The Orson Meichel comments that when we observe and analyze the psukim regarding the Koshim and Yadonim, Kashe Hatzafoin, the Pesuk says, Adanehem. Koshim Shebedorim, the Pesuk says, Adnei HaKesef. It is only in Tzafon that they had their own Adonim. And those were Adanehem of Kashe Hatzafoin. Because what was once in Tzafon cannot be transferred to any other side. But the Adonim of Doroim, those are not Adanayim, because there's nothing wrong with taking Adonim from Doroim and transferring them to Tzafon. And that is why it was only the Adonim of Tzafon, in which the Pesuk uses the formulation Adanayim. Rashi, Megillah Chavav Amud Aleph. And that is one of the major sugyas in Shas dealing with the concept, with the halach of Malam B'Kodesh, the Ein Murid. When the Mishnah discusses at great length, and it's a lengthy sugi in the Gemara, Beis HaKnesset could be made into a Beis Medish, but not the Hefech, not the contrary. So the beam of the Sefer Kodesh cannot be made into anything less than the beam of the Sefer Kodesh. However, each part of Beis Medish or Beis Knesset could be altered, could be transformed to something that has more Kedusha, but not to something that has less Kedusha. And that is one of the major sugyas in which we learn the practical implication of Malam B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin. And Rashi on the spot brings from the Tosefta. From where do we know Malam B'Kodesh? From Moshe Rabbeinu that was making the Mishkan. Bezalel built the Kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mishkan. That is Malam HaKodesh. How do we know a Moriden from Machtois Huanoshim HaChetoim? And that is against the Gemara Emenoches Tzadik Tes. And the Pnei Yeshua, Megillat Avchavot, brings that Chochom Echod asked him this question. And the Pnei Yeshua goes into a lengthy discussion to find the Teretz. Lo yaradati lesav da'atoi. I don't really know what the Pnei Yeshua comes up with. It seems to be a big doichik. But an interesting comment that the Pnei Yeshua does make, actually two comments, which I greatly enjoyed seeing. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua differentiates between Malam HaKodesh Begufa Dovo, and that is the sugya in Masechet Megillah, starting off Chof Hei Tel Chof Zayin, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel and Shulchan Aruch Haim and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. All the halachas learned in that sugya are Malin V'Moridin Beguf HaChefetz. You could turn a Beis Knesses into a Beis Medesh, but not the contrary, because a Beis Medesh has a higher level of Kedusha than a Beis Knesses. So the table on which the Sefer Torah was put cannot be a table on which people learn, because the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is higher than the Kedusha of a Gemara. The contrary is permissible. So all the examples that we learn in that sugya are Kedusha Beguf Adavo. That is the Ikur Din of Malam HaKodesh Baruch Meridim. Not so the sugya Menuchas Tzadik Tes. So Lechem Aponim, on the way in, he's on a silver table. On the way out, it's on a golden table. But that doesn't affect the Kedusha of the Lechem Aponim L'Kishatzman. Lechem Aponim is Lechem Aponim, regardless of what table it is on. So that is somewhat similar to Hidur Mitzvah. And it is from this sugya that we learn, even regarding Hidur Mitzvah, we apply the concept of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin. But that is not the Ikar Din of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin. The Ikar Aloha of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin applies to the Kedusha of Guf HaChefta and not semantics, like the Gemara Menuchas Tzadik Tes, on what table did they put the Lechem Aponim on the way in and on the way out. We actually find in many sugyas and shas the concept of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin in different contexts. One is Bechefze, and that is the sugya Masechet Menuchas and Kuf Nun Gimel Shechon Ochor Chaim regarding Kedusha's basic nesses. What could be transformed and changed to have another function? The Gemara Menuchas Tzadik Tes that we mentioned regarding Lechem Aponim on the way in Shulchan Shel Kesef, on the way out that is stage number two Shulchan Shel Zov Mishum Shemal Makadosh Velo Moridin. We find Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin regarding people, regarding personalities, and that is in two different sources in Shas. Yumidaf Ayim Bey, Yud Beis Amid Beis, and Masechet Yumid deals primarily with Avoidus Yorim HaKipurim. And the Gemara says, if there was a psul on the Kohen Gadol, and they had to take a Kohen Hedit and appoint him to be a Kohen Gadol, but then when the Kohen Gadol could come back to his Avoidah, what do we do with that Kohen Hedit? So he is given a pension and, you know, he should teach Torah for the rest of his life. He can't go back to function as a Kohen Hedit because Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin. And we can't have two Kohenim Gedolim Mishum Eivo, Mishum Kino. So he had a one-time opportunity to function as a Kohen Gadol and that's it. He can't go back, fall back to his previous position, because Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin. That is one sugya in which we see that the concept also applies to people and not only to objects, like Lechem Aponim and Simakuf Nun Gimel Shulchan Aruch Haim regarding various different parts of basic nesses. Brochas Chof Chesu Medalef, in the famous story of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was dismissed as the Nasi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed tachtav, and then Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua got involved, and they reconciled the various different parties. Rabbi Gamliel was reinstated as Nasi, and Chazal contemplated, So what will be with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Should he be dismissed? Should he be fired? Can't fire a Tana or a Nasi. Malam HaKadosh v'lo Moridin. So the compromise was that Rabbi Gamliel will function 3 out of 4 weeks and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah 1 out of 4 weeks to give the upper hand to the Nasi, to the previous Nasi, which is Rabbi Gamliel, but not to dismiss Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah entirely. And once again, the Gemara says, Malam HaKadosh v'lo Moridin. So in these two sugyas, we see Malam HaKadosh v'lo Moridin applies to people as well as to objects. And these are different concepts, because regarding Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, it really deals with Kedusha. Kedusha in its essential form. Just like there is Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, there is Kedusha's Kehuna. And it goes without saying that the Kohen Gadol is on a higher level than the Kohen Hedyot. Regarding the great sages, the great Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel, we're dealing with Nesius. Nesius essentially isn't the concept of Kedusha. It is important, it is prestige, but it isn't essentially Kedusha. So I don't think it is the original concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'Ein Moridin. And therefore my feeling is that Malam B'Kodesh V'Ein Moridin has become, besides Ikar Hadin, a very broad-based principle which Chazal apply in many different ways and in many different contexts. We find Malam HaKodesh V'lo Meridin in a third area as well, mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs to perform first and which last? Tzemachofei Sifalach in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim. We learn in Shulchan Aruch, first one puts on his talis, and after talis tefillin, Mishum Shemalam B'Kodesh V'ein Moridin. Which is very interesting, because the Beis Yosef offers two different suggestions. Why talis comes before tefillin? First of all, the Beis Yosef says, Todi v'sha'inei todi koidin. And talis is more todi, because there is no mitzvah of tefillin, Shabbos, and yamtev. And the mitzvah of tzitzis applies Shabbos and yamtev as well as yamei sechoil. And therefore, tzitzis is more todi than tefillin, todi v'sha'inei todi todi koidin. Suggestion number two, the Beis Yosef writes, Todi v'mekudash. Tefillin is more mekudash than tzitzis is more mekudash than tefillin. Why? Because regarding tzitzis, Chazal say, Shkula mitzvah tzitzis kereket kol mitzvah shebetoira. We do not find a similar statement regarding tefillin. And therefore, the Beis Yosef explains, tzitzis is todi v'mekudash. So for two reasons, tzitzis comes before tefillin. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, after tzitzis, we put on tefillin, mishum shemalam v'kodesh, v'lo moridin. So, what's pshat? What is more mekudesh, tzitzis or tefillin? The Shulchan Aruch says, after tzitzis comes tefillin, because of malam v'kodesh v'lo moridin. And the Beis Yosef explains, tzitzis comes before tefillin, because it is both todia and mekudesh. The answer is a very simple one. In the cheshivas of the mitzvahs, if we have to weigh mitzvah tzitzis against mitzvah tefillin, mitzvah tzitzis comes first. Because tzitzis shkula keneged kol mitzvah b'Torah, as a mitzvah, tefillin doesn't have that level of importance. However, when we're dealing with a chefta, tefillin definitely has more kedusha than tzitzis. You could go into the bathroom with tzitzis, you cannot with tefillin. Because tefillin is defined as teshmishei kedusha. Tzitzis are merely defined as teshmishei mitzvah. So after tzitzis are worn out, no longer fitting to be worn, you cannot put tashmish bezoyin, but you do not have to put them meikar adin in tignis. You could throw them away. Not bederech bezoyin. But tefillin need gnizah, because tefillin are defined as teshmishei kedusha. So when dealing with the chefta, tefillin is definitely a higher level of kedusha than tzitzis. But dealing with the mitzvahs, tzitzis comes before, because tzitzis is a shokel connected to the mitzvah of the Torah. But nevertheless, in the Shulchan Aruch we find the concept, malam b'kodesh v'lo meridin, and therefore tzitzis, v'yachar kach tefillin. So we're not dealing with a specific object or a specific person, giving him a higher kedusha or a lower kedusha, but with two different mitzvahs. And nevertheless, the Gemara uses the same formulation. Tzitzis and then tefillin, Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin. Where else do we find Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin regarding the performance of mitzvahs? Shabbos Chofalach or Midbeis. Moise v'hoylach or Poiches v'hoylach. That is the machlokes regarding Ner Hanukkah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, why Moise v'hoylach and not Poiches v'hoylach? We could indicate the 8 days of Hanukkah either by lighting more candles from day to day or less from day to day. The Gemara says, Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin. That's why we go up and we don't go down. So we find this concept in many different areas. Is this halacha min haTorah or midrabanan? The Pnei Yehoshua takes it for granted and he writes as a simple assumption it's min haTorah. Obviously so, because the Gemara we quoted before, Menachas Tzadik Testament Aleph asks, Menolan, the Malam HaKadosh, Menolan, the Ein Meridin, and Chazal too, these halachas from the Pesukim. On one hand, the machtois of Anshei Tzayim, which were transformed into Tzipui HaMizbeach. On the other hand, HaKometz HaMishkan Adai Moshe Rabbeinu, even though building the Kelim was Ayidei Bitzalel. The Yerushalmi obviously brings another source, Kedosh Nelosan B'Tzofoin, Yenosan B'Tzofoin, Kim Mishpotoi V'Chiyesh Mishpat La'Eitzim. So the Pnei Yehoshua writes, it's Men HaTorah. Obviously, that is the shita of Rashi, because in Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis, dealing with Ner Hanukkah, Moshe V'Hoylech, and the Gemara says, Malam HaKodesh V'Ein Morid, and Rashi writes, K'diyalef lo mikro b'mesechet menachos. In Mesechet Menachos, we learn this halacha from Sukkim. So Rashi seems to clearly indicate that this is a din d'oraisa. However, the Prima Godem is the Memem Beis, Eishel Avrom, Siv Kot Nalef, is Mesupik, whether it's Menatoyra Medabonim. If it is midrabanan, then obviously we will need to say when the Gemara brings psukim, shatiz asmachta ba'alme, as we find in very many different sources. My feeling is, basically, probably it's a din d'oraisa, but the many applications of Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin cannot be minatoyah. And going back to the Pnei Yeshua, I think the din d'oraisa is only when we're dealing with the heftza of Kiddusha, moving it up or moving it down. That is the din d'oraisa Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin. And that includes Megillah Daf Chavov, Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Kuf Nun Gimel, which is a very broad-based sugya, but it is not the only sugya. It also includes Menachas Lamed Bey, Sefer Torah Shabolo, Ein Oisin Memeno Mezuzah. When a Sefer Torah is no longer fitting for Kriyas HaTorah. There are too many psulim. It is a very old Sefer Torah. You cannot cut out the parsha and make a mezuzah out of it. Mishum Shemalam HaKadosh V'lo Morim. So these are different examples when we're dealing with the Chetza of Kedusha, a Chetza that has inherent Kedusha. You cannot use it for something that has a lesser level of Kedusha. That is the basic concept of Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin, and that might be Min HaTorah. But the story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah probably is Min HaRabbanan. And even the sugya in Menachas Daf Tzadik says regarding Lechem Aponim, according to the Pnei Yeshua, that is not the Ikur Din of Malam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meridin, because it is only semantics. What type of a table is the Lechem Aponim on? But the Lechem Aponim in itself is neither up or down in the Medreges of Kedusha. That would be my understanding in this concept of Malam HaKadosh V'lo Morid. So the Prima Godim in Mishpat Seisov at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel writes, the entire concept of Malam HaKadosh V'lo Meridin is only by Tashmishi Kedusha, not regarding Tashmishi Mitzvah. Interesting. And this is something he quotes from the Shach. Yoradeya, Reishnu Tes, Yivkot Yudalas, and the Shach quotes it from the Mordechai. So it goes back to the day of the Rishonim. What do we learn in Siman Reishnu Tes in Yoradeya? People that donated various different objects for the shul, like chandelier. And in due time, they want to change. So they cannot take anything that was Tashmish based at Knesset and take it out for Tashmish Shechol. But if it's Tashmish Mitzvah, that is okay. So if in due time the shul wants to take a chandelier out of the Beis Medrash and put it into a wedding hall, that is okay, because after all it's Knesset. So it doesn't have the Kedusha of a Beis Knesset, but it's still in a mitzvah. The Mordechai says, that is okay. But you can just sell it on the market and for a private home. As long as it's a mitzvah, it is okay. How about Malam HaKodesh Velo Moridin? The Mordechai says, that is only Tashmishi Kedusha, like the Etzem structure of the Beis Knesset, the Bima, the Yorin Kodesh. Tashmishi Kedusha, yes. Tashmishi Mitzvah, there is no concept of Malam HaKodesh Velo Moridin. And that is the Psaq of the Shach. Reishon Tes, Tziv Kotten, Yud Af. The Prima Godem says that would depend on a Makotis Daran and Daramban. How do we define Kedusha's base at Knesset? Is a base Knesset Kedusha or Mitzvah? That is a Makotis Daran and Daramban. Daranam is Sechet Megillah, that Chesu Medalas in the Dapim of the Rif. Megillah Chofhei. In the Dapim of the Gemara, the Ran says, the base of Knesset and base of Medish are Tashmishi Kedusha. Obviously based on Divrei HaGemara in Menuchas Daf Lamed Beis. Chazal HaMefarash of Posek and Novi. Ve'eyo lachem lemigdosh ma'at b'kol ha'mukha ma'asher tevo yushamo ela botekneisis ubotemidroshes shebebolo. So Chazal defined botekneisis and botemidroshes, even those that are on Chutzlaret, as migdosh ma'at. So there is some common denominator between Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim and every shul, and every Mukum Tefillah, every Beis Knesset and every Beis Medrash. So according to the Ran, that is the Shmishi Kedusha. But the Ramban makes very clear his opinion in Megillah Daf Chofei. According to the Ramban, both the Knesset and both the Medrashas are the Shmishi Mitzvah. And nevertheless, one of the basic sugyas of Malam HaKodesh Velo Moridin is the question whether we turn a Beis Medrash into a Beis Knesset or Beis Knesset into a Beis Medrash. According to the Ramban, both the Knesset and both the Medrashas have no inherent Kedusha. It is only Tashmish Mitzvah. And after Pekin, we find in the Gemara the concept of Malam HaKodesh Velo Moridin, which would prove that, according to the Ramban, that goes against the Mordechai. Even by the Shmisha Mitzvah, we do find the concept of Malin Bekoidish Velo Moirid. So in the Paiskim, we find many interesting discussions regarding this concept. And the Ramo already writes in Kuf Nun Dalad, Siv Ches. Even though by basic halachic definition, we find that Malin Bekoidish Velo Moiridin, however, in practicality, we are very mako in various different Tashmishe, Kedusha, and Tashmishe basically. I don't know whether that argument is so valid today, because we live in an age of plenty, in an age of abundance. Beautiful shuls, every few years we change, you know, the furniture, and generally, as difficult as our situation is, especially in Etzisol, the Torah world, but we live in a time of extreme abundance, which our forefathers have known for many generations. So once upon a time, there was such an aeneas that people actually, you know, when they changed the Oren Kodesh, what did they do with the old one? They didn't throw it away. They used it for a Svarim Shafa. And when, you know, they wanted to change the bookshelves in a shul, like, what did they do with the old one? Nothing was discarded. Nothing was thrown away. They sold it. They sold it for private consumption. So there are more rights. Sora Kleimer, Leiv Beisden Masna. Leiv Beisden is a Masna. It's a concept we find in different places in Shas. It is as if Beisden intervene and Beisden dictates that whatever people donate to Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash, it is as if they donated it out tonight with a condition, with a stipulation. We donate it as long as the shul needs it. As soon as the shul no longer needs it, it should have no kiddush. So even though the people that donated, those veterans, various different things to the shuls, it is as if they made a condition in the first place that when the shul would no longer lead it, it should have no level of kedusha, and that is the approach of the Rama. Comes the Taz, and the Taz is mechadesh a tremendous chiddush. Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Kotan Zayin, as the Taz says. Wherever we find in Shas, Malam HaKodesh Velo Meridim, it is only when the object is still fitting for the higher level of Kedusha. When it is no longer fitting, it is useless. So either it will be rejected and thrown away and nothing will come of it, or at least it will serve a lesser level of Kedusha. There is no halach of Malam HaKodesh Velo Meridim. So the Shul no longer needs the bookshelves. So either we leave it in the desert or the woods and nobody will use it, or at least we use it for, you know, for a lesser level of kedusha, but for something. So the Taz says, well, there is no longer any need for an object, it is no longer fitting for its previous shimush, there is no din of malam kodesh v'lo merid. And he wants to prove that halacha from what we learn in Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Dalet, Mitbechoy Sefer Torah, when they are worn out, the mantle of a Sefer Torah could be used as tachrichim for a mace. Just come to think of it, there wasn't enough money, you know, to have tachrichim for a mace. So they took the old mitbechoy of the Sefer Torah. So instead of putting it in Gneza, it could be used for tachrichim mace. Mishum shizeh Gneza also. What is Gneza? Gneza is burying. So, if you wrap a mace into those mitbechos, ultimately you're burying them. So that is what we learn in Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Dalet. So the Taz argues, but Malam HaKodesh V'lo Meridim, well, taking mitbechos of a Sefer Torah and burying people in them, wouldn't that be Meridim? So the Taz wants to prove, but what is the other option? Doing nothing, just burying them, and therefore better or lesser level of Kedusha than nothing. That is the chiddush of the Taz. And most achronim reject that chiddush. The Bechor Shor, the great Tvuah Shor and his chiddushim on Masechet Megillah, printed at the end of the Sefer Tvuah Shor, and many others. And one of the basic kashas they have is the Gemara Menuchos Daf Lamed Beis, I quoted just a few minutes ago, Sefer Torah Shabolo, Ein Oisin Memene Mezuzah, Mepnei Shemana Bechor Shabolo Meridim. Obviously, we didn't go to Sefer Torah Shabolo. It is no longer fitting to serve for Kriyas HaTorah. Afar Pikan, you cannot take Pashias for a mezuzah, which contradicts the Taz. So the Zdechemen, quoting Tshuva Miyava, the principle of the Taz is only regarding Tashmishei Kedusha, but not Chefzedi Kedusha. A Sefer Torah is not Tashmishei Kedusha, it's Chefzedi Kedusha. Mitbechoy Sefer Torah is Tashmishei Kedusha. So the Taz says what he says only regarding Tashmishei Kedusha. But on the other hand, Mima Nafshach. We're dealing with a very basic concept of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Meridim. So Meichet Eisa L'Chalek Bein Chefzed Kedusha and Tashmishei Kedusha. Therefore, the Taz seems to be a great Kedush. I think the Mogen Avraham goes against the Taz. The Taz being in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, the Mogen Avraham being in Siman Mem Beis. Simen Bey, Mem Bey, Siv Kotan Gimel, the Mogen Avraham deals with the question, Tefillin Shel Yad, and the Ritzuos were torn right next to the Kesher. In Shulchan Aruch we learn a halacha in Simen Mem Bey that if Ritzuos were torn or cut, they were severed, could we tie them together or stitch them together? And the halacha is not by the kesher, but by the kriches, yes, not by the kesher. So the Magen Avraham deals with the question that the tzuos were cut or torn right up next to the kesher. Could we turn them around, turn them over, using the bottom of the tzuos, which up till now were the kriches on the fingers, and make them into the kesha, and then the other side we could stitch together, because the Shulchan Aruch paskens the kriches especially the krichas on your yad, on your hand, could be stitched. So the Magen Avraham deals with the question, could we turn over the tzitzis? And what was previously just around your fingers will now be the kesha. So the Magen Avraham says, no, you can't do that because Ma'an B'Kodesh Ve'en Meridin. So you can't take the part of the Ritzua that was the Kesha and turn it around, and now it'll merely be for your fingers. According to the Taz, so what is the other option? Just throwing it into Gnezen. So why not at least have it serve Tashmisha Kedusha, do something better than putting it in the Gnezen? So according to the Shuvim Yahava, once again, this is not Tashmishi Kedusha, this is Kedusha, because the Ritzuos are an integral part of the Tefillin. That's the Lachana Moshim and Sinai. But as I said before, what's the Sfora to be Mechalek between Kedusha, Chesed, Kedusha, and Tashmishi Kedusha? Probably it's all the same. We're dealing with the very concept of Malam HaKodesh Velo Moridin, and therefore the Magen Avraham obviously overrides the Taz. However, many ask in the Magen Avraham, what does it have to do with Malam B'Kodesh Velo Moridin? After all, Ritzuos are Ritzuos, and it's one. It's one and the same. Elio Rabba brings from his grandfather a raya against the Magen Avraham. Very amusing, nice, interesting. The Gemara in Chulin says, Rashi brings it on the spot, when Yaakov Avinu ויקח מאבני המקום, ויושם את האבן למרישויסוב. The Gemara asks, was it one Evan or Avonim, or many Avonim? So when Yaakov Avinu put those Avonim around his head, they started to quarrel one with another. Alayani Achzadik Esroishoy, or Alayani Achzadik Esroishoy, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? All those Avonim were transformed into one. So the Elia Rava asked, according to the Magen Avraham, well, how did that solve the problem? The right side still should quarrel with the left side. Where will Yaakov Avinu place his holy head? So obviously, being that they were one stone, made no difference. What is the difference where? After all, it's one stone. So the Elia Rabba argues against the Magen Avraham, well, it's one of its sewer. What is the difference, top or bottom? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Yerushalmi. The Elia Rabba says, what does that have to do with the Yerushalmi? Keresh shayu b'tzapoim, you cannot put bedorim, because those are different kloshim. But this is one and the same. Well, obviously he is right. It's not the same as the Yerushalmi. But it is the same as Tosfos Shabbos Tzadik Ches Omed Aleph. And I wonder why the Magen Avraham and the Elia Rabba and the Shaar Teshuvah, all those that participate in this controversy, why don't they bring the Tosfos and Shabbos of Tzadik Ches, Tosfos writes, when the Kroshim were transferred from one place to the other in the Midbar, and they were placed on the Agolos, they did not place the top of one keresh next to the bottom of the other keresh. Ke'ein malam bekoidish v'loin morim. Top is top, bottom is bottom, even though, by halachic definition, there is no greater kedusha on the top than on the bottom. Maybe not the halachic definition, but after all, the top was somewhat lirious. Probably, it seems to be more dignified. And therefore, the top of one kedush was placed next to the bottom of the other kedush. The Magen Avraham in Simen Chesed El Chassidus brings that the minhag is to make an atorah, an hour tilesim. Contrary to what many people think, that the essence of the atorah is hidur mitzvah, the Magen Avraham says no. The essence of the Torah is that the side of the talus that covers your head today should not be next to your feet tomorrow. What is up should always be up, and what is down should be down. And once again, the Magen Avraham quotes the Yerushalmi. And I think he should be quoting the Tosfos in Shabbos Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Because the Yerushalmi deals with Kaddish and Asam B'Tzofan, shouldn't be by Dorim, different Kroshi. Tosfos deals with the same Kaddish. Top side shouldn't be next to bottom side, and that is more similar to both Mugran Vromes and Membeis and in Simen Ches. Regarding the top of the Talis and the bottom side, regarding the Ritzua of Tefillin, what was next to the Kesha should not be by the Krichs. So these are some of the Yesoides in this very interesting sugya of Malin B'Kodesh V'Loi Muri. An interesting question to which I do not have a very clear response. We quoted the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. Sefer Torah V'Tefillin Shebalu, you cannot turn them into a mezuzah. So how do we find an opinion, an Erev Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that we could use a Sefer Torah for Parshas Soita, for Mechike Mayim Amorim Lashkoas HaSoita? Well, the Parsha of Soita definitely doesn't have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. And nevertheless, there is one opinion in Erev Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that a Sefer Torah could be used for Hashkoas HaSoita, and why would that be different than Sefer Torah Shebalo, and you cannot count out a Parsha for a Mezuzah? Probably the Mezuzah has a greater Kedusha than Parsha Soita, and a Menachos Lamed Beis we're dealing with a Sefer Torah Shebalo, and Erovin we're dealing with a proper Sefer Torah, and Lav Dafka Sefer Torah Shebalo, and this is a Dayan Tzoruch Iyum. Maybe. I don't think that will solve the problem of Malam B'Kodesh V'Lo Meridim. Lasa Sholem B'Nish Lishtoi, why not write a separate parsha? You know, why not write a parsha for Soita? So maybe the Gemara deals with the question that there is no time and there is no possibility and it's a matter of B'Dievet that somebody should ask that question. And therefore, Adayin Tzorachian. Unless one might argue, it's not that L'chadchil et smuta. The Gemara deals with the concept of L'shma. Is it L'shma? Is it not L'shma? But probably that wasn't L'chadchil et kedin. And the question of the Gemara is, only if a Sefer Torah is kosher b'dieved l'parsha soita or not, I think that would have to be the approach and the way we would understand that. So dealing with the broader concept of Malin, B'Kodesh, V'Loi Muri. So this week, we enter the third phase or the third stage of Chumash Shemois. Chumash Shemois is defined as Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeula, as the Ramban writes in his introduction to Chumash Shemois. And the Ramban explains only a small part of the Sefer deals directly with Golus and Geula, first four parshiyos. Shemois VaEiro Bo Bishalach. By Bishalach, Golus Mitzrayim comes to a climax. Bishira Sayam. From there on, it's Kabbalah Satayra, Mishkan Vekailav. So why is the entire Sefer defined as Sefer Golus VaGeula? Then Ramban explains that Geula is not merely a function of personal freedom or national sovereignty. Ad Asher Al Malas Avoysom Yoshuvun. The Geula is only when Klal Yisrael will be restored to the level of Kedusha that the Oves HaGdoshim had. And therefore, the Geula was not a Geula Shleima until they were Magdim Nasal and Ishma Pashas Yisho Mishpatim, and until they were Zoyche to Ashroes Ashchino, and therefore, Tromet Tetzava, Kisiso, V'yakal Pekudai, these five Parshias dealing with Mishkan V'Kedav, are an essential and integral part of Geula, because Klal Yisrael was not defined as Geulim ad asher el malas avoysim yeshuv. So Mishkan V'Kedav and Ashroes HaShchina are an integral part of Geulas Yisrael, and this refers also to the Geula Shleime. It is only when we will be zoich, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yosef Shchinos Avitzian, and we will be zoicha to the Mizbech Shal Eish, Shiyered Men HaShemayim, that will be the Geula Shleim. However, Adayin lo zohinu. But I did quote the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. Ve'eyo lehem le'migdosh ma'ad v'kol moko ma'asher tevo yushomu el abot ekleisus abot drosha shababoho. We don't have a base Migdosh, but we do have many Migdosh ma'at. Every base Knesset and every base Medish has in it Mikedushas and Kodesh va'migdosh. And they are defined as Migdosh ma'at. How? In what way? When we observe and analyze Klei HaMikdash, we find that the entirety of Avodas HaMikdash, the routine of Avodas HaMikdash, centers around three basic kelim. All the other kelim were secondary and supplementary. It is three basic kelim which constitute the entirety of Avodas HaMikdash. The Menorah, the Mitzvachos, and the Shulchan. The Menorah, Dvar Yoim B'Yoim, Atoves HaNeres V'Hadlakosan. Both Mitzvachos, Apnimi V'Hachitzon, Dvar Yoim B'Yoim. Every day, Tumas Shel Shachar, Tumas Shel Bein Arbayim. Every day, Ktoiras Shel Shachar, Ktoiras Shel Bein Arbayim. The Shulchan, not every day, but Dvar Shabbos B'Shabbatoi. Lechem Hapon. All the other kelim were supplementary. These three basic kelim, what do they indicate? What do they represent? Al shloisha dvorim u olam oimek. And the Beis Mikdash was like in olam kot. Al shloisha dvorim u olam oimek ala toira ala avoida val gemilis chusodi. There are many Memorah Chazal connecting these three kelim with the three pillars of our existence. Menorah indicates that. Shabbos Chof Gimel, Harod HaBener, Havin Leib, Benin, Talmid HaChachamim, Shonemar, Kimer Mitzvah V'Toyro, Bova Baso Dav Chof Hei, Haroi Tzel HaHachkim, Yadrim, V'Semonech, Menorah B'Dore, Kimer Mitzvah V'Toyro. There's a beautiful Netziv in Parshas Tetzav and Hemik Dovor. The Netziv brings a medrash. Reb Tarfon ki aveshom edova mitzuken hava amar kaftu v'ferach. Well, the pasuk is Ne'amitzu v'toyror. So the Netziv brings a medrash. Reb Tarfon, when he heard good svor, good shir, good chiddush, used to say kaftu v'ferach. So the Netziv says, why Kafta V'Ferach? Well, maybe it's just the Melitza, but the great to know him, probably there was Pnimius in everything they said. So the Netziv suggests, when he heard a good Shtikl Torah, he said, this is Nishpa from the Kaftoirim and Prochim of Menorah Samor, because the Menorah was Meshpia Torah, not only symbolized Torah. And I say, I'm the Netziv, Kafta V'Ferach. But let me elaborate about Kaftur HaFerach. Chazal say, Torah is Oiz V'Hodo Levusha. In Torah there is Oiz and there is Hodo. Torah should be beautiful, but Torah should also be true and concrete. So there is Oiz Shel Torah and there is Hadoro Shel Torah, Oiz V'Hodo Levusha. Rosh Lakish says in Medrash, it's an amazing Medrash. Kol mi shemoytzi divrei Torah, ve'inam arivim al ozni shomeyem ki kala shi'arevo lefnei achoson, mutav lo yishaloi amoron. If you don't know how to teach, don't teach. Rosh Lakish says, if a person teaches Torah, and the Torah isn't loved by the listeners, mutav lo yishaloi amoron. So I say the Menorah had different components. Different parts. Some of them were essential. Without neiros, you can't light the menorah. However, the kaftorim and the prochim were not essential. Well, the menorah could function as a menorah without kaftorim and prochim. So the kaftorim and prochim contribute to the beauty of the menorah, to its aesthetic value and aesthetic beauty. That is hadoro shel hamenoyr. So when a tarpon avashov edover v'tukan, not only an emesis svora, but a beautiful svora, presented with all its glory and beauty, it is then that he said, kaftor beferach. That is the way Torah should be presented, and Torah should be taught. So obviously, menoyr indicates Torah. The mizbechos, very clearly, avoid. Rabbeinu Yonah explains on the Mishnah, first Perek and others. Torah avoid the gemilas kosodim, avoid the meaning, avoid the karbonis. Uliach achor ma'bayis, avoid the zatfil. Because Chazal teaches in Brochos Chavov, tfilos tachas karbonis tiknu. So there is something similar between avoid the zatfil and avoid the karbonis. Tfilos keneged karbonis tiknu. So obviously the mizbechos have to do with avoid. The mizbech ektoires especially tikoin tfilosi. Masas kapai ktoiris lefonecho, masas kapai mincha asorot. Tzvilas mincha has especially to do with the ktoiris. So if Torah is menoira, and the mizbeach is avoida, what's left for the shulchan? Obviously, gemilas chasod. And that is what Chazal say in Chagig Yechav Zayin Amad Aleph, the very last part, and Mamad in Masechet Chagigim. Shulchanoi shel Adam mechaper kimizbeach. Rashi and Tosfos both explain why is the shulchan mechaper. Because the shulchan indicates, symbolizes, achnasas arkum, and gemilas chasodi. So the three essential and basic kelim and beis hamikdash, and the entirety of avodas hamikdash centers with these three kelim, are kelege Torah avodas gemilas chasodi. And therefore, every Jewish home, every Beis Medish, every Beis Knesset dedicated to Torah to avoid the Gemilas Chasodim is a Migdosh Me'ah. So there's an amazing Lashon in Rashi Shabbos Nun Heyom in the Beis. Ad sheloi nivno oyel moyeid hoysu ashchina shoyra ba'ohalei tzadik. Before the oil moed, before the Mishkan was built, where was the Shechinah? Would we assume there was no Shechinah be Yisrael? That cannot be. Klal Yisrael can't survive without Shechinah. Ad sheloi nivna oil moed, hoysu Shechinah shoyra ba'ohalei tzadikim. And that is what the Ramban means. Until we didn't have the Mishkan, lo shav ol malas avoysam. By the Ovis and the Imois, there was Hashoah Shechinah. When Yitzchak brings Rivka to oil Sora, Rashi writes, Kol Yemei Shel Sora, Onon Kosher Ala Oil, Ner Doilet, Brocha Mitzuye Bepas. Three things. Ner Doilet, Onon Kosher Ala Oil, Brocha Mitzuye Bepas. Keneged Ma, what do these three indicate? Obviously, Ner Doilet, Keneged Amenoira. Brocha mitzuyah bepas keneged ha-shulchan. Onon kosher al oil ki ba-onon eroa el ha-kapoyres. That is the mizbeach ha-pnimi. Oil sora, oil rivko. Definitely. The oil of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were zoichet to ha-shoah ha-shulchan. And therefore Rashi writes, actually, nivna oil moed ha-shulchan, shoyra ba-oil ha-tzudikim. V'leach ha-shechorav beis ha-migdosh. Did the Shekhinah pack up and go back to the heavens? No. V'eyo lachem le'migdash ma'ad v'kol ha'mokra ma'shetov ha'yivshom abot ha'kneisis v'bot ha'migdash v'shebepov. Every house in Klal Yisrael dedicated to Torah, to avoid and to chesed, is a migdash ma'ad. So let us hope, with so many migdashay ma'ad, dedicating our lives and our energies to Torah, to avoid it, to chesed. Ad sheyala rotzoin lefonav yisboch shemoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Moshiach Tzedkenu, and we will be Zoyah. Quoting Rashi in Sukkah Daf Memal. The Abayat HaShlishi she'onu mitzapen loy banui v'mishuchlal yered eish min ha'shomayim b'mheru v'yomeinu v'omein. So I once again just notify, to my dismay, in the coming 2 weeks, the shiur will not take place next year, Sunday before Purim, the Shiat Nishmai.